USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The dog has its day. President Trump at the White House honors the canine responsible for taking down ISIS leader al-Baghdadi.
President Trump is heaping praise on the dog who took part in the raid that killed the ISIS leader in Syria. The president did a photo op with Conan at the White House and called him an incredible dog.
Nobody's going to mess with Conan. I asked one question. I said, so what chance with Conan? I got to see how fast Conan can move. I said, what chance would a strong man have, really strong, tough fighter, what chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
I'm Tim Berg.
Investors seeing green on Wall Street. The Dow up almost 191 points. The Nasdaq up 112. The S&P 500 up 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
With so many folks flying over the holidays, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer calling for a new law to keep families together on commercial flights here in the U.S. USA Radio's Wendy King with details of his plan.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is now calling on airlines to make sure that parents and children sit together if they want to do so, despite a 2016 law that was designed to remedy the situation. Schumer is now urging the Transportation Secretary to act.
I have sent a letter to the head of the Department of Transportation saying, put out these regulations ASAP.
He says the airlines have a responsibility to put families first over profits and fees.
You can book a flight with a bunch of seats together, and for some reason when you show up, the seats are separated. Now that's okay if it's four adults together, but when there are kids, it's a real problem.
I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In USA News for your health, the CDC with advice for holiday travelers this year, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Federal health officials are advising people who plan on traveling for the holidays to get their flu shots at least 2 weeks before their departure. Health officials warning that it takes that long for the vaccine immunity to actually develop after you get the vaccination. Now, the CDC adds it's also a good idea to check the current flu activity in the area that you're traveling to. Anyone who has flu-like symptoms should not travel. The CDC recommendation is to stay at home at least 24 hours until the fever is gone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staying now with USA News for your health, pancreatic cancer has been front and center in the news these days, with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek battling the disease. Doctors warning not to ignore symptoms.
The symptoms most commonly associated with pancreatic cancer is weight loss, some abdominal pain, jaundice, or change in your bowel habits. Those are the common ones.
I spoke with Dr. Eyal Meiri with Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta.
Smoking is probably the number one cause, but also diet, certainly family history of other cancers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.